Blog Talk Radio.
Mike Henderson Show here on blogtalkradio.com. It is, Tuesday, as we always actually do it on Tuesday, September 13th of 2016. We're broadcasting live from the DFW Metroplex area of the great state of Texas, as well as Atlanta, Georgia. I'm your host, Mike Henderson, and tonight with my co-hosts, Crystal Senegal and Vanessa Eccentric McCarroll. Yes, I said it. Tonight we'll be interviewing... Tonight's subject is the reflective lyrics of Independent. Now, Daniel Independent Weisberg is more than just another rapper from Chicago. He's an artist whose music paints the journey of his life in Chicago and the happenings in the world. How's that?
Awesome. That's awesome. That's great.
And I did it with all that without exhaling. How about that? I'm getting better at this.
Hi, Independent. How are you?
Okay. Well, fine. Okay. Well, you bring on my man, Independent. How you doing, Independent?
What's good? Yeah, how you doing today?
Just fine. The ladies went ahead and cashed in on this well, though, because, I saw the last, a clip from the last performance you did, and also, like, heard some of the cuts as well, though. Dude, you are extremely, extremely talented.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you. I'm humble. Thank you very much.
Yeah, not a problem. Now I got one question for you. Where have you been?
Really?
Yeah,
man,
where have you been?
I started late.
You started late? Well, hey, I'm glad we found you as well. I mean, just amazing stuff as well, though. So let's get a little more information, a little background about my man Daniel Independent Weisberg. So you're from Chicago, correct?
Yes, I am. Chicago, Illinois.
Okay. Born and raised?
Well, yeah, I was like raised around the Chicago area, and then I also had to spend a lot of my time at Oak Park, which is a suburb near the west side of Chicago, and then I also spent a few years in Rico, and then I came back to Chicago, but I am from the Chicago area.
Okay, all right. Okay, so let me lay out my list of questions. Here we go. No, I'm gonna be nice. Okay, don't be laughing. Don't be laughing. Well, you know what? Since you're giggling, you go first. Okay.
Go first.
Hey. Yeah. Go ahead.
My question to you is: what made you want to get into the business and this whole rap game thing?
So many different aspirations and inspirations and people creating different kinds of music. I've always been around music, specifically Michael Jackson. So he's really inspired me to, like, make good music, make positive music, knowing how there's so much going on in the rap industry, so much diversity when the trap music, the conscious music, and then just the regular music, I wanted to be a part of it. I wanted to be a part of the culture. I've always liked hip-hop music, and I wanted to do something that's not expected out of somebody my age.
Okay. So what are some of the elements that set your music apart from mainstream rap? Hello?
You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah,
now.
We can hear you now.
You can
hear me all the time?
No, I didn't. It was like a hush fell over the room. I'm like, hey, hold up. I didn't touch nothing.
Oh, pocket. And
I didn't. Don't even try to put that on me. No.
So I was saying, a lot of my inspiration comes from like Michael Jackson and stuff, and wanted to create positive imagery for hip hop music. And what was the next question you asked me?
Yeah, it was like some of the elements that set your music apart from mainstream rap.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I don't really like to cuss in any of my music. Not that I have anything against cuss words, but I feel like I can have a wide variety of fans and be able to reach to more people, because there's always going to be certain people that say, oh, he said that or he said this. We don't want to listen to his music no more. So I don't ever have to worry about any sort of – it was less judgment you have to worry about. Being an artist, you always don't have to worry about judgment, but you might as well decrease the amount of things people can say about you. And if I can make it and be mainstream the way I'm trying to make it and be mainstream – it would definitely be different. It would, and another thing that sets me apart is storytelling. A lot of people like to mumble their way through music. You know, everybody has their own style of hip hop, but I like to tell stories. I like to be very honest about everything that's going on in my life through my music. I think the most powerful music comes from what's going on in your life or what's going on around you. So that's something I'm really interested in doing, is being the world as I grow further in the industry.
Yeah, there was something I actually kind of picked up on though as well. Though there was as far as the profanity was concerned, that was out as well though. And you kind of got back into the old school thing, because like with the old school stuff, it was about telling stories. It was about the idea of actually fixing something, you know, like fixing
right.
something like in the listener's head as well though. And that's what, like, when I started listening to some of your stuff, I was like, man, you know. Not just this kid's flow, but also like the idea that he's actually telling stories. He's actually putting something on your mind. And
yeah, man,
definitely.
A lot
really.
I mean, I saw him perform live. He's really, I was amazed by it, to be honest. I was really like amazed. How old are you again, independent? I mean, I can't. How old are you again?
I'm 21.
21 years
That's
old.
Wow.
Yeah, 21, exactly. I mean, and trust me, coming from Crystal, yeah.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Trust me on that one.
Yeah. I know. We had a discussion before this, and she told me she never really liked hip hop music like that. When she told me she liked my music, I was like, wow. Are you for real?
Yeah,
for real. I mean, talk about that compliment, though. Trust me, you can hang that one on the top shelf right there for real.
Oh, yeah.
and I guess that's also the thing, too, though. You hear, it seems like nowadays you hear some of the same old thing. And you rarely ever hear anybody that really just kind of breaks away from all of that, though. And that's when when I saw your performance, and then when I actually started hearing some of your music as well, I was like, you know, that kind of thing. You know, you want to listen to it.
I'm
trying to figure out what else you got.
Yeah, that's all I really want to do, man. I want to be able to spread a different kind of voice through something that, in my opinion, hasn't really been really voiced for the past couple years. I think a lot of people are taking advantage of connections, and they're just coming to the industry doing whatever. But I think it's very important to keep hip-hop at a level where we can conversate about it, where it has to do with, like, substance, things that people want to talk about, things that people deal with in life. I think people get very tired very fast of non-substance
yeah.
music.
Yeah, I could say that as well, though, because I love music. I really do, though. I grew up in the hip hop era. You know, I'm not gonna tell my age too much, though. But I'm just saying, I grew up in the hip hop era. But at the same time, though, after a while, it went from the idea of storytelling to gimmicks come on, ladies, help me out. Come on. taking a back seat, they leave me hanging. I mean, sensationalism, talking about materialism, all of this stuff too. I don't care what you have.
Say what?
I mean, You know, I mean, I don't care what you have. I mean, like, you know, that's fine, that's cool, I'm happy for you. But you know, what are you doing as far as the entertainment is concerned? Though, am I really going to enjoy the song other than hearing about all the stuff you got?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and I got stuff too.
And I think that stuff kind of comes from a standpoint of growing up in a neighborhood where the same thing happens over and over again, and new experiences are not being made. So people really have nothing to relate to, and everybody around them is talking about the same thing. You know, everybody's a rapper now, so everybody that's rapping is talking about the same thing. So what makes someone really want to think harder than the next person? It's a lot easier to make a song that everybody's already making songs about.
Exactly.
That's
why you're special.
I know, right? It depends where you get your name from. Where did you come up with that name?
Yeah. Okay, so the story behind that is I really have always been somebody that has, in the beginning I used to depend on a lot of people, not really necessarily to bring me stuff or give me stuff, but I did, you know, I would ask people for stuff, and I would be the kind of person that didn't have myself, and then I just sort of realized that it wasn't working out that way. You know, I wasn't going to be successful that way. I wasn't going to be able to pursue what I want to pursue depending on anybody else. And after a while, sometimes when you depend on people, they let you down. And that doesn't even just go for music, but maybe like maybe a school project. Maybe I had to finish the whole project myself. And the word independent really made me think a little bit deeper into the word, like maybe a year after I chose the name, because I started this whole music thing by myself, like really going to all kinds of events and open mics at night on the train by myself, just doing everything, just grinding, going all over the city, booking my own shows. So everything has really been independent, you know what I'm saying, pun intended. I wanted to change the name, but right, it looks like it's probably going to stick with me due to everything that I'm doing. I definitely like to know that I worked hard for whatever I can accomplish in the future. I definitely like to know that there was a journey behind it.
Absolutely, your testimony. If you could collab with anyone, who would that be? Since you don't use profanity, I said if you could do a collaboration with any artist, who would that be?
Oh man, well he's not with us anymore, but definitely Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson. Definitely Michael Jackson.
That would have been great.
I guess the man behind Michael Jackson, Berry Gordy. But in terms of hip hop, I'm really interested in the producer 40. He's helped Drake really advance his career. From hip hop to pop, and I think pop going hip hop to pop obviously works. So I definitely want to expand my ability to like make different genres of music, and working with producers like 40, you'll do stuff like that. I see the potential in him. He's young, but I see the potential in him. I don't really need like somebody that's super experienced in the industry, just somebody that's going to be a legend in the future. Somebody I'd rather work with. So definitely 40. Somebody that I have in mind.
Okay. All right. Okay. Cool.
Cool.
I mean, and so how old are you again?
21.
21.
Yep.
Hmm.
Wow. That's amazing.
So the future is bright after all. For us,
yeah, it actually is, though, because we've been counting doom and gloom for the next decade or so, though. We're going to have to, like, cross over the country or something. I don't know what's up. But, I'm just saying. Until you came along, though, it looked pretty bleak. But
independent
but
to you.
But we pulled No, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay, so are there any hidden talents that you possess?
Well, when I was a kid, I used to dance. But when you say hidden talent, you really got to put the emphasis on hidden, because it is somewhat trapped in my body, and I can't figure it out where it is, because I I don't think I can do those moves that I used to do when I was a kid. I used to, like, tap on hip-hop songs. I used to do all that kind of stuff, and I don't know where it's at, because you put me on the floor by myself, I'm going to run right back in the audience. That's all the mic in my hand.
Wow.
So, where that little Jackson 5 kid went, but I got to find him somewhere.
Well, you shouldn't have told me that, because, you know, you shouldn't have told me that.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to help you find that hidden talent.
What?
We're going to snatch that out. See, you can go.
No, like, it's real hidden. I'm talking about the bottom
real
of the
hidden?
Drawer, I'm lost and found.
You done buried it now?
The bottom of the drawer, I'm lost and found.
Bottom of the drawer, yeah. When it gets past the socks and the underwear, you might as well go leave it alone. Okay.
You don't want it no more.
That's funny.
Oh, man.
Independent, do you have any family members that have the musical background? Or are you siblings or mom and dad?
In the music industry, not that I'm aware of. My grandmother, my grandparents, I would say, they loved music. My grandmother passed away. She taught me so much old school music, anything from Frank Sinatra to Earth, Wind, and Fire to the Isley Brothers.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, I mean, she taught me everything. And then it's crazy how she passes away, and, like, I choose this, like, sort of old school music to be, like, my favorite thing to listen to. As much as I listen to hip-hop, at the end of the day, there's nothing more than I love than, you know, old school R&B and funk and stuff like that. Like, that, they're just... That's what really inspires me at the end of the day.
See, that shows you exactly how multifaceted you are when it comes to music.
Yes.
You know, one thing
it's
as well, though, you know, you have this broad, you know, this broad range of things as well, though. And I'm like, man, this kid's like 21? What?
Yeah,
he's a 40-year-old. I can't fuck that bro.
It's my passion to, like, to devote myself to other genres in the future, being able to, like, listen to these other different kinds of artists and music of multiple races. I mean, I used to listen to the Gypsy Kings. That's Latin music. So, and
yeah.
I listen to the point where I know the lyrics to, like, the songs, and I still don't know what they're saying to this day. But at the end of the day, my love for the Gypsy Kings will always be very elevated. So...
Who is this kid? I'm confused. There's some 40-year-olds I know that aren't this deep.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
You also realize, with
the women on the show, like my co-host right here, though, you done already said, like, you know, guys, they know back about 100 years.
Independent, how long does it take you to sit down and write a song? Do you do it, like, within minutes, or do you have to be really inspired by something?
It depends. When I write a song, a lot of the times when I write a song, I don't have writer's block, so it doesn't take me as long. Usually when I think of something or I go through something, I literally can write, like, the whole, everything that just happened in the song, and it'll come together in 30 minutes. Not to say, that's not saying that I rush my music. That's not saying that people that take a long time, you know what I'm saying, they just take a long time, they're less skilled. It's nothing like that at all. It's just, like, when I have, like, I literally am so honest in my music that what I go through I can put in my music, so I can just literally lay it down, and you just put it in rhyme format, so you don't have to worry about, what do I say here? What do I say there? Like, it just happened. You know what I'm saying? So, for example, I'm working on an EP about love. Me and this woman that I was interested in, this young lady, we had this big argument. So in the first verse, I wrote, you know what I'm saying, I wrote my piece to her. And in the second verse, I wrote it in her perspective. Everything that she texted me in argument form, I put in the second verse with the same tone of voice that she had to me. So it was so easy because it was everything she said, but it was in, like rhyme format. So sometimes it doesn't take me a long time. Sometimes it takes me longer than others for the creative process because I don't always like to do things the same. But sometimes it just really just comes down. So I maybe like 30 minutes, at the most an hour to write a song, at the most, but it usually doesn't take me an hour.
Who is this dude? I mean, what the heck?
I know. I was like, was he reincarnated?
We need some DNA testing or something going on. What the heck?
We need the cloning. From, is what we need to do.
some cloning right there, though, because I got some people we can knock off quick. I mean, kick them to the curb.
Oh.
Hey, when I'm not kill them, we're just dropping on an island somewhere, though, because I'm not gonna, you know, beat nobody up. But we just gonna get them away from everything else, though, and just let you and your clones take over the industry. And we'll be the only ones in on it.
Right.
Well, not because it is, but. Well, not no thanks to this broadcast though, but hey, you know, that's no problem. But I mean, yeah, I mean, so where do you see yourself in 5 years, bro? I mean, I'm doing the math in my head. I got a pretty good idea where you'll be in 5 years.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I definitely want to be. There's multiple things I like to do. One of the first things I like to do is be able to have enough money to financially support a family and have a house and support my family and people that need help. Another thing I like to do is go on tour. I like to travel the world. I'm big on traveling. My grandfather used to travel the world everywhere, so I want to go everywhere he went and further. But the difference is, you know what I'm saying, I'd be on stage. But definitely touring the world, spreading positivity through hip-hop to the world, because I know there's a lot of people on the other side of the globe that think all this gangster rap or everything is an N.W.A. style of, you know what I'm saying, but it's not true. So that's something I definitely want to do. Being able to sell out the Staples Center, Madison Square Garden, something. It's just things that I have big dreams. I have big goals. I don't say dreams anymore, but I have big goals. So I have a lot of things that people would think unrealistically about, but this is really what I want to do, and I'm not stopping till I get there. So that's in 5 years. I do see myself on tour, helping people that are in need of help, and spreading positivity through music to thousands, millions.
Independent, do you find it a little more challenging since you are a clean version artist? You know, you don't use profanity. Do you feel like the industry treats it a little different? Is it a little harder for you to break completely in?
I would more say I'm prepared for it. Right now, people will go up to me and be like, and he doesn't even curse, sort of thing. Like they're amazed. But I know there's going to be a lot of people that think like, oh, this guy lame or this guy don't curse. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of people that like hip hop that are my age that like that crazy, you know what I'm saying, vulgar language. It makes the emotion of the song that much more emotional. But I just feel like there's so much vocabulary, and there's too many people that would turn away from me. There's see what 6, 7, 8 billion people on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think I would get a lot more fans if I didn't use those words. But I'm ready to accept any sort of negative judgment anybody has on me because I don't use it, because it's not something that I'm ashamed of. I'll tell anybody that I don't use that language in my music. But I also don't want to give out the impression that it's a bad thing, because I don't think it's a bad thing. It's just my preference. I just think it's a better business plan for me.
I think it's wonderful.
Exactly.
I think it's
me too.
Absolutely amazing, and don't ever detour from it.
I wouldn't be discouraged behind it as well, though, because remember Bill Cosby in his heyday when he did his comedy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's hardly any cursing in it at all, if any at all, as well, though. And he still wound up being successful, you know, well before the craziness actually started. But, I mean, hey, he still built up that following.
Yeah.
Independent question. What's in your playlist? What music do you have in your playlist?
That's a good question. Michael Jackson, for sure.
Because I know Michael. What do you have in your playlist, and do you have your own music in your playlist?
I do have my own music on my playlist, but it's not to walk around and be like, oh, I'm listening to me. It's because I try not to take that right. I do listen to my own music to be able to remember it. Memorization is a big key of being an artist. I want to make sure that I have everything down. If I ever forget a certain line, I can go to it and listen to it. Or if I ever want to envision a certain stage performance or improve my showmanship on stage, and I can listen to my song and be like, oh, I can do this next time. I do that. And then I also have all kinds of music, pop, hip-hop, R&B. I have John Legend. I have Drake. I have Justin Bieber. I have so many different artists.
Okay. Very large variety.
Sam Smith. Yeah, so many variety. I just love music as a whole. So you can find anything on my music.
Anything.
I used to have some meditation music on my phone, but I took it off. I like the instrumentation of meditation music. Yeah.
Well, speaking of music, we're going to actually cut, huh? Because we're going to go and actually cut into a cut of yours, 3-2, featuring Anna Augusta.
Oh, cool. Yeah, it's a love song.
Yeah, I'm going to jump in. I heard this one, though, and I was like, I fell in love with it, though, so I stole it. No, I'm kidding. So we're going to cut into this one real quick as well. Then we're going to come back and finish talking with Independent real quick, though. Let me get this going real quick, though. This is 3-2.
Why you like it, love that guy?
righty, all righty, all righty.
Oh, wonderful. Yes. I love it.
Yeah, it was. I mean, this brother,
that was
I mean.
Huh?
Man, shout out to Anna Augusta. She has a beautiful voice. She goes to my school.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah, she goes to
college. You're sneaking classmates on board, too, huh? Okay.
That is
so nice. When I heard that cut, I was like, oh, man. Where did the dude come from, though? So I was like, okay. So I'm going to have to send Crystal out more often to find people. I mean, for real.
Actually, you found me.
Well, hey, how it handled, though, man? How have you handled it, though? Because that was just, and that was beautiful. I like that. I really did.
Well, no.
And you said, like, in the description, it was like a reverse, the song is a reverse cliche.
Yeah, the reverse cliche. So what I mean by that is a lot of songs are going to be about a girl being cheated on by a guy, sort of like the stereotypical sexist cliche. But you know what I'm saying? But there's also going to be times where a woman might cheat on a man, and you don't see that many movies where that happens. But you know what I'm saying? It happens. So people cheat, you know what I'm saying? As much as I love women, there are bad women on the earth, just like there are bad men on this earth. So sometimes you got to make a song that people can relate to that you don't expect them to make. And I just think that's a topic you don't expect me to talk about. You would expect me to talk about a guy cheating on a girl, but you don't expect, like, a queen cheating on a guy. So
True. It's a nice, unique spin of all of it. And that's the thing, too. I mean, like, you just have this different take on just about everything. It's not like you, like, totally broke away from it, though. So your name fits independent. You're not trying to be like anybody else out there as well, though. Trust me, it is very, very appreciated, though, especially from these eras.
That's amazing.
And that is great. That is absolutely wonderful, though. So let's see. We're looking right at the last 7 minutes, though. So here's your opportunity to shine, my friend. You know, shout out and hallelujahs and everything else you want to have to get out there as well, though. Because
how can we find you?
What's that?
I said, how can we find you? Like on your social media.
Oh, you said tell the social media and do shout-outs.
Yeah, social media shout-outs and all the fun stuff.
This is how I like to do my social media. I'm Future Rap Star 94, no caps, no spaces, no underscore. Everything together, no trickery in the letters, nothing like that. So, that's Future Rap Star 94, all together, one word. And then, man, shout-outs. First, shout-out to my mother. My mother gave birth to me, so she's responsible for any and all things that happen.
Such a wonderful son.
Of course, I have to shout out to God for for the blessings, for everything that happened, everything that's going to happen in the future, and everything that's happened in the past to put me where I am. Even for blessing me with this interview, I appreciate y'all. Shout out to my homies, my friends. I'm not going to name everybody, you know. But shout out to everybody who's just been there for me. Everybody who's been shooting in the gym when I was shooting air balls. Now I'm, you know what I'm saying, I'm not hitting the on net, but at least I'm hitting the rim and it's still the ball going in. So shout out to everybody that's been in the gym since day one. Appreciate everything. And we got a long way to go, but I'm ready for it.
Yeah, you're doing it, brother. You're seriously doing it, though. And I want to encourage you to keep going and keep moving and do not,
absolutely,
under any circumstances, let any of these other clowns actually tell you what's up, though, because you know the age-old rule, though. People try to tell you not to do something because they can't or won't do it. And you are seriously on your way. You have actually hit on something, for real, though, and I encourage you to actually keep that going, though, because I'm going to keep up with you. And if I find out you've been slacking, though, I'm gonna get one or two things out of you, though. And I know the dancing ain't gonna happen, though. But we're gonna keep this music moving, okay?
Okay. Man, look, how about this? If I find out I'm slacking, I'm gonna make sure, it's known. I won't let myself slack.
There you go.
I would like to put a shout out to Black Sheep for introducing me to Independent as well.
Okay.
Yeah, nice. Well, thank you very much.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you actually spending a little time with us, though, actually like letting us get an opportunity to get to know you and listen to your music as well, though. And my man, Independent, you're welcome back here anytime. You got anything else actually new coming up? Any shows? Any performances? Your album? You know, anything else like that, though? By all means, though, hey, plug us in, let us know, and we'll help you get out there even further.
No doubt, man. Definitely. Thank you for taking the time.
Not a problem, man. And we're going to wrap up here at the Mike Henderson Show on blogtalkradio.com. We're getting ready to actually pull out those. So I encourage all the listeners and everybody else as well, though. If you didn't catch the live show, definitely actually come through your archives, though, and actually listen to it. And you can listen to the rest of it. You can actually listen to the show and actually chime in and leave a message, leave a shout out, though. You can also actually catch us on the Facebook page at Mike Henderson Show on Facebook as well, though. And we're going to close out with my friend Independent song Grind Harder. Yeah, I'm liking that one too. Yeah, I got it. Yeah. So we're gonna be back here. So me and my wonderful co-hosts Vanessa McCurl and Crystal Senegal, we're gonna be back next Tuesday. So I encourage everybody to actually have a good rest of the week, have an even better weekend, and join us back here next Tuesday here on the Mike Henderson Show at Blog Talk Radio. You guys have a good evening.
You too. Bye, Independent.
Bye bye, Independent. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I no longer dream. A dream is an unconscious reality, but a goal is an awakened pursuit. I have never pursued anything like I want to pursue this. Man. My first tape. I'm so hyped. But I'ma just introduce myself. At least I'm really trying to feel this. Turn me up a little bit. Yeah. My name is Daniel Weisberg, rap name Independent. I'm a hip-hop lyricist, grew up in Chicago, Illinois. My main inspirations revolve around Michael Jackson, Tupac, and the Spinners. I'm a very old-school guy. I love old-school soul, funk, and R&B more than anything. I was raised by mostly a single mother with the help of my grandparents, and I couldn't have asked for more inspiring people to grow up around. I used to sing and dance Michael Jackson in front of my family in the living room after dinner every night without a care in the world. I felt unstoppable. Who could do the moonwalk better than me at 8 years old? I've always thought big, and I'm just now starting to understand how to work big, but I still don't think it's too late. At this point, I really want to change the world with my music. I want to donate millions and still have millions. Fame is just a bonus for me. I mean, thousands screaming your name sounds great, but if there are top 10 artists you can name, in 20 years I better be in that list. I set no limits. Mess around, come out with a country album when I get signed. Mess around, drop the greatest R&B album a rapper has ever had the potential to even make. I'm lying to you if I said I'm just a rapper. But I'm also lying if I said I'm a natural musician.